It is Monday, April 1st of 2024. And you right there, are watching Guy's Daily Drive. Bam! Welcome everyone to Guy's Daily Drive for this April 1st, No Fool's Day. It is April Fool's Day, but you know, as I think back, other than like the stupid little kid pranks that people did back in the day, I have never been part of or the victim of like some elaborate April Fool's joke. And not complaining, I am not complaining about that. Just an observation that people, once I got like older and my full size, people had a tendency not to do it. I don't know why. Is it because I was big? Was it because I'm such a nice guy that people decided it wasn't appropriate to prank someone that was just so nice and so wonderful? Oh, who is that? Damn it, I wish the text was bigger. Facebook, can you please make the text a little bit bigger in the live casts so when someone is there or somebody makes a comment, that they can actually be read on the screen from, like, I'm not even 2 feet away. I'm like a foot and a half away from this, and I can't read it. The text is so small. And, you know, my eyesight is not what it once was. Though, once I got past, I don't know, like somewhere between my 40th and 45th birthday, almost 20 years ago, I realized that I no longer had the 20/20 vision that I used to have. And, you know, and the weird thing was, growing up, I had three brothers and two sisters. And all of them, from pretty much an early age, had to wear glasses. Both my parents had glasses. And I came along and I had this like wonderful eyesight, 20/20. I could read something as far away as a gnat and as far away as like a mile. It was just like, sure, I see that, I read it, sure, I can see that, I can read it. And then at one point, I just kind of realized, I'm looking off to the distance. It's like, I know that sign says something, I'm just not sure what it is. I won't know until I get there. Oh, the joys of getting older. And it was the same kind of thing with books. You know, I was a voracious reader when I was a kid. And I've got to say that between all the time that I spend on computers and all the time that I spent, you know, being married and dealing with children, you know, these things all take up a lot of time. That I just never seem to be able to find the time to read like I used to. Though I'm starting to kind of, come on, Claire. I am starting to kind of get back into that groove, and I'm not reading anything heavy. As a matter of fact, it's about as unheavy as you could possibly get. Wow, this show is like going in all kinds of weird directions today. I didn't watch the movie that came out a couple of years ago, but we did watch the series. I think it was on Disney. The Percy Jackson little 6, 7, 8 episode miniseries that they had. And I really liked it. I thought it was very entertaining. In a, you know, coming of age Harry Potter kind of way. So I decided to buy the book. I was curious to see what kind of differences there were between that miniseries and the book. So I got it, and I read it, and I enjoyed it. So then I went out and I got the second book, and I read that, and I enjoyed that too. So now I have the third and the fourth book, and you know, I don't know how well I'm going to enjoy those. I did enjoy reading all of the Harry Potter books to my kids when they were young. Ooh, here comes the rain. That's gonna cause some audio issues as we go along here. Sorry. Yeah, the Harry Potter books, loved them. Really, really liked them. And reading them with my kids, I think kind of made them even more fun to read. And, you know, that's just my opinion. The Percy Jackson books, it's not Shakespeare. You know, you're not going to learn any, you know, new ways to live your life. There's certainly no philosophy in them that's going to be like, oh, I identify with this character who's, you know, half human and half God. No, it's just a story about a kid. And he's not particularly relatable. None of the characters are relatable. You know, one is a satyr, and the other one is also a demigod of the three main characters. And a big surprise. There's two male characters and one female character as the main protagonists. Huh, what could that possibly be like? I don't know. But they're just fun books to read, and I'm enjoying them. And if you like a little bit of escapism, and you're not looking to, you know, I mean, really, no one is going to be impressed when they sit there and they see you reading a Percy Jackson book. As a matter of fact, it may actually go in the opposite direction. Like, you're an adult, why are you reading the kid's book? It's like, because I want to read it, and I'm enjoying it. So shut the hell up. So, yeah, it's a little bit of escapism. I like it. I'm going to continue to read them, probably through the whole series, unless it just hits a brick wall. And I'm going to get a lot of chances to read them over the next week and a half. Usually, I'll take about a half hour to an hour before I go to bed and read a little bit until I get tired. But we're going to see the eclipse next week. The eclipse. I'm so excited. We're going to leave on Friday, and we're flying up to Rochester. We could drive. It's a 6 to 8 hour drive up there. I don't want to deal with eclipse traffic like I did in 2017. So we're flying. We're going to fly in, fly out, and we're not leaving right after the eclipse. We're going to spend the night and then leave the next day. So, you know, trying to avoid as much of the crazy rush of people in and out of an area where there's going to be in totality for an eclipse. And it's just going to be great. I'm so looking forward to it. I'm really excited about going to see this. And I'm hoping, you know, I'm looking ahead at the weather, because that's the one X factor that you have zero control over. So if it's like a super cloudy day, then, you know, you may as well stay at home. But so far, looking ahead in the weather, it's looking to be... it's going to be a little cold. You know, that's north of here. It's going to be colder than it is down here in Virginia. But I can deal with that, just so long as the skies are relatively clear. I just want to be able to see it. But it's going to be great. It's going to be so much fun. And, you know, when there's downtime, I'll read my Percy Jackson books. I've got number 3 and number 4 are supposed to come today. I just started number 3. And I'll probably take them both with me. I don't know if I'll finish number 3 before we leave to come back home. Don't know. But would rather have it. You know what? I'll probably just take the 3rd book because I just started it. And I'm not going to sit there and go, wow, I got to see what happens next. And, you know, read 2-3 more chapters before I I put it down. You know, I'll read a certain amount, whether it's to pass the time or to just get to a good stopping point, and then I'll put it down. It's not that big of a deal. But it is going to be, oh God, I know I keep saying this, but I'm really, really excited. Darn it, I wish I could read who that was that left a comment. Thank you, person who left a comment. I'll deal with that when I get to a point where I can bring the phone closer to my face. That's about it for today. It was a real kind of different Guy's Daily Drive, sort of. I mean, I rambled, which I have a tendency to do anyway. If you want to get a hold of me, guy@mymac.com is the email address. You can also see all my stuffs. I'm having some trouble right now on the WordPress site. I can't get the audio from my podcast host to embed, and it's a pain in the neck. I'm trying. I'm really trying. I'm not a coder, and the instructions that they leave are baffling. But if you go on over to VertShark, you'll see all of the odds and all of the vids. If you go on over to YouTube, I have a channel there where you can see the vids of Guy's Daily Drive and also of the MyMac.com podcast. Had a great time this weekend being on Facebook Live with Carl Madden from the Mac and Force Show. Check out his podcast if you like ours, the MyMac.com podcast with Gaz and myself. And we did all of these different AI applications, did them live. We made pictures, we made little songs, and just, it was so much fun. And some of these tools are easy to use and free and cheap. So, you know, check that out. It's kind of long. It's like hour and 45 minutes altogether, which is much longer than a typical MyMac.com podcast. But it's going to be a lot of fun. But if you go over to YouTube, the channel's name is VertShark. And if you like, share, subscribe, you will get notified whenever there's new content. And the new content is always fun content. None of this is to be taken seriously. We just have a good time doing this, and we're going to keep doing it because that's what we want to do. Let's see what else. There's X and Twitter. I am Mac Parrot and Vert Shark over there. And I'm on Mastodon as Mac Parrot. Counter Social is Mac Parrot. Threads is Mac Parrot. Basically, if you go to almost any social media site, type in Mac Parrot. I'm probably there. If I'm not there, didn't care about it anyway. Because there's way too many social sites to keep track of. And, you know, honestly, I'd rather be talking to people. That's how I am. That's how I roll. All right. If you want to contribute, you can. Don't have to, but you can. What is it? Patreon.com/MacParrot. KoFi.com/MacParrot. And PayPal at paypal.me/MacParrot. That's going to do it for today. Thank you. Thank you all for watching and or listening to Guy's Daily Drive. I will see all of you next time right here. Right here. Though there's probably not a show on Thursday. Don't know yet. On Guy's Daily Drive. Bye-bye.